Sokala Duma Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to it. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu and this is The Big Interview. And in this episode, I'm so excited to speak to this young man. His name is Linda Mtambo. He plays for Chippa United, recently transferred from the National First Division to the Absa Premiership. He's been doing well so far and we're having a conversation with him this week. I hope you enjoy the episode.
Sokala Duma Radio.
We're now joined on the line by Chippa United's new attacking midfielder. He's already making waves in the PSL. His name is Linda Mtambo. He was making waves last season, and the past few seasons, and this season in the National First Division for Jomo Cosmos. He left them as one of the top goal scorers in the league, and is now joined a PSL club that is Chippa United. Linda, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing, sir?
Yeah, I'm good myself.
I'm all good, man. I don't know where to begin. As I was checking a lot about you, your recent matches, marveling at your statistics, the way in which you play, I couldn't help but notice a very inspiring story about how you left a job to pursue your dream in the PSL. Let's talk to that a bit. What was that about? At some point in your life, you left your job and you just went to pursue and gave it your all in football, and look at you now.
I think, you know, going back, growing up, I always loved playing football at a young age. And Nkula raised by a single mom, and, you know, she worked a way would you make sure that I get a better schooling, you know. And, you know, she made sure that the education I'm coming with, and, you know, even at school, I think I always played football. And, you know, after my grade 12 in 2006, that's when I thought that for that she was struggling a lot, you know, raising me and my siblings, you know, that I think I should help out financially. And the only way to do that was to get a job. And if I remember correctly, in 2007, that's when I applied for a job at the Emperor's Palace as a waiter. And in that year, Mamelodi Sundowns had won the PSL, the champion, the after premiership. And I happened to be a waiter for the event. And, you know, I could not stop, you know, dreaming. I told myself that one day I want to see myself playing in the PSL. And ever since, you know, but with festive tournaments, I grew up in Soweto, you know, in December, there's these festive games and everybody wants to play. And then, you know, I had to, I've gone from work at the Empress Palace, you know, just to play the tournament, and I didn't feel bad about doing that, you know. But when 2008 January came, now, you know, it was back to reality. Now I had to get another job, and I managed to secure at a packaging company called Polio Packaging. I started working there in the year 2008, you know, and ever since I served the company for 5 years. But I didn't see any growth in myself, you know. I felt that, you know, I needed to live my dreams, which was playing football. And in 2013, I absconded again, you know. I left my job, you know, to pursue football. And lucky enough, just 2 months down the line, I secured a professional contract with Rhodes United. And, you know, ever since, I never looked back.
That's a fantastic story. It is a fantastic story. I want to pursue that a little bit further and ask that when you see Sundowns players attending an event where you are waitering at the Emperor's Palace, is there a fire that is sparked inside you that was about to die? Do you get inspired by the fact that, look, these guys do exactly what I can do? How about I pursue this dream?
Yeah, you know, I got, you know, inspired a lot, you know, having to serve players like Ezra Mandoro, Surprise Marie at the time, you know. And as a midfielder that I am, I used to watch these guys, you know. I'm a Pirates supporter, and when these guys came to the Orlando Stadium to play Orlando Pirates, I used to, you know, marvel and watch them, you know. So having to serve them at the event, you know, it really made me see that it is possible, you know. But at the time, I think I was still young, you know, about to turn 18 years, and, you know, not much thinking that I'd make it to professional, but the dream was always there. And, you know, 10 years down the line, I happened to get an invite to the PSL Awards, you know. I think it was a story that, you know, 10 years back, I was a waiter, and 10 years down the line, I get to be invited to be, you know, in the PSL Awards at the Sentim Convention Center.
Mm. And it's mind-boggling and inspiring, like I said. But it's heartwarming, and it's one of these things that we want to see happening, because it happens to a lot of footballers, and it's better late than never for someone who is approaching the age of 30. But nonetheless, we move right along then. There is a period, and like I said in the prelude to me speaking to you in my introduction, that you were you are well sought after even now in the PSL, even though you've only spent a couple of months at Chippa United. You are a well sought after player, but there was a point in time where I knew about you, but I'd never seen you because you were making waves in the National First Division at Jomo Cosmos. Let's talk to that a bit. Your journey with Jomo Cosmos, I believe that you stayed there with them even though there were opportunities for you to move to the PSL. Let's talk about that and your relationship with Jomo.
Yeah, you know, going back to that, I have and. You know, I had and still have a strong relationship with Mr. Son, whom I call Pache. You know, he's like a father to me. You know, I remember when Rose United got relegated, and he actually gave me a call that said, "Well, I hear you from Soweto, and when you get a chance to come to Jomo, please give me a call. I'd like to have you in my team." And, you know, when I went there after Rose was relegated, you know, Mr. Son gave me a chance into his team, and the first season we managed to get promotion. You know. And we had a good crop of players, you know. If I were to mention a few, your Charlton Mashumba, your Thabang Munare, you know, those are the players I used
those
to play.
Those are excellent players. Yeah,
we had quite a strong team with Benji Zulu, you know. I think that team, you know, was one of the best I have ever played with in a professional setup. And we managed to get promotion. But, you know, the unfortunate part was I got injured, you know. I actually ended the season with an injury with the minister's chair. And that got me out of playing the first few games in the upper premiership, you know. I stayed, and, you know, I always prayed that when I get back to recovery, to full fitness, so I can play my game. And it was against Kaizer Chiefs where I made my full debut against Kaizer Chiefs in the upper premiership. And, you know, ever since, I never looked back. But, you know, the third part was couldn't get us save our status in the PSL because we got relegated in the same year. But, you know, Mr. Sono, for who he was and the relationship we had, you know, he gave me a call after our last game against Maritzburg and asked me that, "Guy, I'd love you to stay with the team and, you know, challenge for honor again, you know, try to get back to the upper premiership." You know, with offers, they were there, but the kind of relationship we had, you know, I stuck by him, and he went on, tried again in the National First Division. We couldn't make it in the first season after being relegated. And then we went on the following season. I still stayed with them even after I got a few requests from PSL teams to join them. But, you know, Mr. Sono, with him, you know, he told me that when the right time comes, you know, and you feel that you are ready to go to the PSL, I won't mind letting you go. You just come and speak to me, and I'll give you my blessing. And that's what happened. Now, before I left for Chippa, we had quite a conversation with him, and, you know, he told me that he wouldn't tell. He wouldn't love to lose me to any PSL teams. He would have better if I were to go overseas. But since it is my dream, and, you know, age is not on my side, he feels that it is okay. I can leave, and it gives me all his blessings. You know, even today I still speak to him before and after games that I play. You know, I ask for his advice, and we are just on good speaking terms. And, you know, I think he's like a father figure to me. You know?
And the reality, though, and you know, if loyalty in football is a very rare commodity, but there are also realities about the idea that you and I, I'm at work speaking to you, you are at work playing in the field of play for whatever team you play for. When Braje speaks to you and says, "Please stay with the team for a year longer," are there any adjustments to your contract in terms of how much you're being paid at this time? Or are you staying out of the sake of loyalty and nothing in return are you getting besides the idea that you're playing and you're getting paid for playing for Jomo Cosmos?
No, I'll be quite honest with you. You know, Mr. Sono, you know, sometimes rumors say that he doesn't pay his players. You are paying me a good salary, you know, and a few other my teammates could attest to that. You know, he's one that went out of his way to make sure that his best players are happy. And, you know, with me having to stay, it wasn't only about the loyalty part, but I was still being given a good salary, you know, to look and take care of my family. So with that, I wouldn't want to say anything wrong. That I think he kept his other side of the bargain where he said, "I'll make sure that I give you this." And he kept kept by.
And when you leave Jomo Cosmos, the team in the National First Division, one of the strongest teams in the National First Division, whenever they are there, other than when they are in the ABSA Premiership, they're always up there for a playoff spot or an automatic a promotion spot. You leave them with the gap at a few points, I think 3 or 2 points when you leave, with Highlands Park, who are now number one, now 10 matches to go. Your team, your former team, Jomo Cosmos, the gap has widened to 11 points. You left when the gap was only 2 points. It has now widened to 11 points, and now Jomo Cosmos are in fourth place with two teams between them and Highlands Park, and outside the promotion playoff spot. Of course, granted, they lost you. They lost Xolisi Maqhubu, and they also lost Ntsavi Yomva, who was the captain. But the impact of them losing you, let's speak to that, because you were also one of the, I think you left as a top goal scorer. You were amongst the top goal scorers in the National First Division. Let's speak to him losing you and what impact that might have made to the team.
You know, yes, but I mean, I made you come to that. You know, I'm one person, you know, who doesn't have an ego. You know, I'm one that accepts, you know, when players come in the team, I make it easy for them. You know, ever being at Cosmos, I was a long-serving member at the time. And, you know, when new players came along, Mr. Solo would actually even come to me and say, hey, so we have just brought in that second player, please make him feel at home, you know. So I played a role, besides the playing part, you know, I played a role in making sure that everybody feels at home. You know, when players need something, they'll come to me. You know, I was captain for this season. You know, players would come to me when they had problems. I'd go to that team. You know, as part of the committee, the players' committee in the team. So I think I played a huge role, you know, but going into the field, you know, I think this season, it's one of my best, because, you know, starting off the season, I was with my final team that played the Chen qualifiers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, working with Mr. Sinong and Pikestar, you know, they taught me a lot of things in the 14 days that in camp, in the 14 days of camp of being with the national team. And, you know, going back, you know, even the coach, Tavosino, told me that, you know what, when you, sometimes the national team makes the best players in their team, because Abanye Mabubuyela, they think they pick players, and Abanye Mabubuyela, it's up to them, do they still want to do more, do they want to, you know, present to the team, which it is possible for you guys, if you work hard, then it is possible to achieve such goals. But no, going back to this season, I think I've had a good run, you know, I've created quite a few goals with Cosmos, and I've scored, I think, 5 goals, you know. Yeah. And I was the captain for the team. I always motivated the guys that it is possible. Highlands Park was 6 or 7 points before ahead of us. We managed to, you know, make this a little point difference, up to 2 points when we closed. And we knew that coming into the next round, with the kind of quality team we had, we were going to go up and maybe get automatic promotion. But fair enough, you know, speaking to the guys midway, that it is tough. With 5 games, no win, they just need to keep their head high, you know. It's still possible, even if they don't get automatic promotion, but playoff sport is still there, so they don't need to give up. There's still 10 games to play for, and 10 games is 30 points, so something is to put their minds to it and no focus. I think that it might have played a role, you know, if you lose one of your best players, not best in the field, but even outside, you know, I lead songs when we go into the change room, you know, I motivate the boys. So I think the role, yeah, I mean, even then, they still call me now and say, no, we miss you. And I tell them, you know, I miss them too. Cosmos was like a home to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And moving on to your current situation, before we do that, last question on National First Division, because you played for as long as 3-2 seasons in the National First Division. So when you look at Highlands Park, 41 points after 20 games, Tsakoma Tsamatse Bandera, 33 points after 20 games. So the gap is like 7-8 points with 10 games to go. Would you say, last question, would you say that Highlands Park then will win the league and be promoted to the ABSA Premiership?
No, chances are looking good for them, but this week they're facing my team, Jomo Cosmos, you know, so I think that's going to be a decider, because if they beat them, you know, I think when you beat the people that you're competing with, then chances are you're going to win the league. So I think it's up to them this week. If they wanted more, if they win against Cosmos, then they have a good chance of winning it. But if they get to lose, you know, it's still going to be tough. It might be decided in the last few games of the league. So with them and Shakuma as a prize package, you know, they are just new in the league, and they've been doing good. You know, I think before me, the state teams and teams have undermined them, but for the quality team that they have, they're on the right path. Yeah.
All right, and you make your debut in the PSL. You score 2 goals. One of them is a brilliant goal outside the box. You make waves and people start asking, who is this Lindam Dambo? Some of us have known that there is this guy that is said to be good, but we don't see him on TV. We finally see him on TV, he scores 2 goals, he becomes man of the match. You have since scored 3 goals now, also in the NedBank Cup. You've played an instrumental role in your team. So far progressing to the next round of the NedBank Cup. We saw you with bandages in your head. In summing up your PSL so far, how has the experience been? What do you think you can make out of your PSL career, which probably has the next 5 or 6 years left?
Yeah, you know, I think being here in Manje, you know, I'm happy to be playing in the top flight, you know, because in Nahu Cosmos, I wanted to get promotion and go play in the top flight because I've experienced it before. But, you know, looking at my daily, I think I've always wanted to hit the ground running. You know, when asked, I think I get a few interviews, okay, what have you got in store? You know, but when the chairman signed me, he asked me for one thing. He said, guy, I can see you scoring goals in the next week, and, you know, my team needs goals. Can you please come? You know, I'm not putting any pressure on you. But ever since, you know, the mandate was pretty clear, and I had to do that, you know, but having to work extra, you know. Now, I'm one person that, you know, works extra, you know. Some people don't see that, but I do extra. I work at training, and when I get home, I work extra with my supporting wife, you know. Mpaza makes it easy for me. She prepares, you know, the diet right for me, now, and she's always there to support me. But in Yeshoge, I think, Nani, I'm happy with the start that I've had, you know, having to get 3 men of the match awards, having to score 3 goals, you know. In the first game, I was given captaincy to lead the team, you know. And I'm really happy, you know, and honored that the coach Temuho for the opportunity he's given me week in, week out. But in Nagosho Foot, I think, you know, the first game actually determined it for me, because when I got the knock, chances are, and the doctor said, you need to go out. It's, you know, it's not easy, it's not safe for you to go back and play. But for the team that I come from, you know, in Kurumi, that injury or not, you need to play. You know, Mr. Sono, you may injure or not injure, he wants you on the field. So with that, it wasn't anything in the mood, you know, I should go there. You know, with a bandaged head, really, and I did the job and managed to, you know, have a nice debut. Anyone would have wanted
me. And also, you are actually one of the few that belong in an illustrious class of players that have been sought after, played for Bafana Bafana, albeit for the CHAN qualifiers, or be involved with Bafana Bafana in the CHAN qualifiers. Siphelele Ntshangase was one of them, and also Siphiwe Tshabalala was one of them as well. You belong in that illustrious class of players who were sought after by the national team whilst you are in the national first division. We know how it turned out for Siphiwe Tshabalala. We know how it turned out recently for Siphelele Ntshangase. What do you think is, and that's what where I was going with you, I was saying to you that you probably have 5, if you take care of yourself, 6 years of your professional career left with you. By the time you would probably be 35 or 36, what do you think will happen to you? We know what happened to Siphiwe Ntshangase. They went to Chiefs. Siphiwe Tshabalala went to Chiefs. Do you envision yourself donning your favorite team, Orlando Pirates, colors in the next 2 or 3 years?
No, it is true. I'm fully fit, and I fully love Pirates. I stay, you know, a stone away from, you know, in California, the Orlando Stadium. You know. That's the team I grew up supporting. And I used to cry in Pirates lost, you know. I think we are all Pirate supporters, and you know, we've had a rich history. My grandfather was one of the founders of the Orlando Pirates, you know.
Oh wow, so, nice. That is incredible. Yeah.
So I come from history in school. You know, my mom was a company Pirates, and he speaks about Abu Chomoso, Abu Kiza Mutawi, how they carry themselves, because they got Kula Pamgwa, and you know, Baba Nai, Uncool being a founder of the Orlando Pirates. So I've always loved the team, and to see myself, you know, boy from Soweto, the only thing I'd love is to play a Soweto Derby, you know. went to Amasoto Dali to be a spectator, but I'd love to see myself in the field, you know, and being here Dali, Soweto Dali. And most importantly, I'd like to represent my country, you know. I think it's every player's dream to make sure we get as many chances as possible, you know, to represent your country.
And, well, you, who knows, maybe that will happen. You'll have an opportunity to impress against your beloved Orlando Pirates in the next few weeks. You guys have one of the most difficult last 10 games in that you play Free State Stars, Mamelodi Sundowns, Orlando Pirates, Cape Town City, everyone that is in the top. As I conclude the conversation with you, you look at that log and you sound like a well-versed person and a stable-minded person. You would have looked at that log. There's Chiefs there. There's Ajax who are struggling with relegation. There's SuperSport United. So your last 10 games are going to be very difficult. In conclusion of our conversation, what have you made of your last 10 games? What would you like to do? What would you like? What do you think you can get out of these 10 games? And where do you think your team will end in the log? Because currently they are number seven. So basically, what can the team achieve in the last 10 games with this tough fixture?
Yeah, it's not easy fixtures, but you know, when you look at the PSL currently, mind you, there's no easy team, you know. Every team is a competitor, you know. From Pansy to Pezu, you know, everyone is competitive. So with the other games, you know, they might look as big games, but it's gonna boil down to how we prepare for them, you know. And I think, you know, going to on our games now, we need to do our best, you know. In the first round, we've beaten Chiefs, we've beaten Sundowns, we've beaten Cape Town City. So it's nothing new, you know. We're going to play against them when they wanted more. They are competing to win the league, but we also want to end the league in a respectable position, you know. Get into the top eight bracket, and if not, you know, the coach's plan for the season is easy. He wants a cash squad. So if we don't manage to win the Nedbank Cup, then it's up to us to make sure that we go as high as possible in the log. So looking at the games that are coming, you know, I don't think it's easy games, but if we prepare well for them, we have a good chance of winning.
And you one day wish to play for Pirates and Bafana Bafana?
Yeah, I know. That's my one day wish, yeah.
All right. And the best way to make an impression is to beat Pirates, beat Chiefs, beat Sundowns in the next 10 games, beat SuperSport, and score maybe a hat-trick at some point. Who knows? I'm very happy to have spoken to you. You're making waves. Who knows, the next time we speak to you, it will be very difficult to speak to you because you will be a super celebrity. But we thank you very much, Lina Mdamu, from Sokala Duma family. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, my brother. Sokala Duma
Radio. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu, and this has been The Big Interview. For more of these conversations, tune in next week for the next episode. For now, it's goodbye. Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.